News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw has announced a $13.52 billion tax package geared at providing the necessary revenues to fill the national budget for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. Among the measures are an increase in the special consumption tax on fuel, an increase in the special consumption tax on alcoholic beverages, and a 16.5% general consumption tax GCT on group health insurance. Additionally, the threshold for the application of GCT on residential electricity use will be reduced from 350 kilowatt hours to 150 kilowatt hours, and a 20% increase in motor vehicle licensing fees. Mr. Shaw says the revenue measures are part of efforts to replace a $14.2 billion shortfall in revenue when the income tax threshold is raised to $1.5 million in April. He adds that the government has sought as much as possible to mitigate the impact of the new measures on the poor and vulnerable.
We expanded cash transfers by a path to protect the poor and vulnerable. We committed $28.6 billion in spending on critical social programs to protect the poor, including on path, youth development, the school feeding program, poor relief, children homes, medical supplies for the public health system, subsidies to basic schools.
The finance minister was opening the 2017-2018 budget debate in Parliament on Thursday. The government has signed a memorandum of understanding with the North American arm of the Chinese engineering company China State Engineering and Construction for the creation of plans for a government campus to be built at the National Heroes Park. The project is being executed in collaboration with the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, which will participate in the architectural design of the complex. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the planned campus will house several ministries, a new House of Parliament, and possibly a national museum.
The vision is to build buildings that represent the future of Jamaica, buildings that shows the aspirations of the Jamaican people, structures that when we look at them, we can say we are leaving legacies for future generations.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the MOU signing on Thursday. Persons in juvenile confinement, prisons, or at-risk social groups are set to benefit from educational opportunities under an agreement between the Ministry of National Security and the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the initiative is a fundamental component of the rehabilitation process and the fight against crime. This project is also geared at helping beneficiaries make the transition to literacy and heart vocational programs. The memorandum of understanding to facilitate the initiation of the project will be signed at a later date. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the redevelopment of the Kingston Container Terminal is being positioned as a catalyst for urban renewal in the corporate area. Shipping and international trade, he says, is perhaps the most vital component of economic development in small island states such as Jamaica, due to the absence of major manufacturing operations for consumer items such as motor vehicles. Dr. Chang says boosting efficiency at the port will have the spillover effect of stimulating commercial activity, job creation, and overall economic growth.
We have seen major decline. Urban renewal is crucial, expansion of job opportunities, but to do so, I think it is the government's commitment and understanding we have to develop Kingston Port. We have to look at international trade as a basis for sustainable, strong growth and to bring improvement to the quality of life and ensure the expanding income for our people.
Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic.